If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're here every single Monday through Friday, bringing you the information to help you to live your faith, the inspiration and everything else. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media, one word, or on Spotify, Catholic Audio Media, three words. And pass the word. Let people know not only about the podcast, but how the podcast is touching your life. Well, it is now Thursday of the week before Holy Week. And I've talked to you about living an adventurous way of praying, and that is, in fact, so important to be able to do that, to really bring our prayer very powerfully to the Lord. We want to be careful of living what is known as rote prayer. Now, those are important. The Our Father is rote prayer. You know, you have it by memory, and you can read it, and you can pray it by memory, and that's important. We need those, and we have that liturgically, and we have all those prayers we do, but then you also need that other prayer that is that way that you are with the Lord, and that would be spontaneous prayer. Oftentimes it's mental prayer, but other times it is prayer that we bring, if the environment so allows, that we can speak out loud. There's a great scene that I think of from time to time at the end of the movie Entertaining Angels, and it's the story of Dorothy Day, who was a great social activist, I guess you could say, but she cared for the poor. She lived Catholic social teaching, and so she cared for the poor very powerfully and in a very difficult way. They really lived just a strenuous way of living in order to serve the poor. They actually, for example, they wouldn't even go to movies because it would take money from the poor in their minds. So they gave everything to the poor, and that's the way they lived. Well, Dorothy Day recognized how difficult it was to work for the poor, but she did it. You know, that was her way of living. And there is this powerful scene where she goes into a church after having a very difficult time, and she goes into a church and she starts screaming at the Lord at how difficult he is to work for and how difficult it is and why the Lord is so difficult, and you know, all the difficulties, you know, of dealing with the homeless and dealing with the poor and dealing with everything. But she speaks it out loud and speaks that powerful experience. And it's a great example of sometimes, especially when we're going through a hard time, we have to do that. And that's important. Now, let me tell you the greatest tactic, one of the greatest tactics of the devil. And I think I had mentioned to you, I first learned this from Father Tom DiLorenzo, who's also heard on this radio station. And he's been on as I've told you before, I've been a priest. I'm in my 31st year of priesthood. And Father Tom DiLorenzo was on the radio before I even entered the seminary. So it shows you how long he's been on the radio. So anyway, I first learned this from him before I went in the seminary. So one of the greatest tools he taught, so one of the greatest tools of the devil is discouragement. And in fact, I learned later in a book, I forget which saint had said this, that one of the greatest tools of the devil is to get so discouraged that you just get really down on yourself because you fell into sin? Okay. And that is a sign of pride. Whereas when you just come before the Lord and this is who I am and this is what I'm trying to live and this is how I'm trying to grow and just be honest to the Lord, that is so powerful. As a matter of fact, kind of an interesting thing to look at. First of all, so let me say this. What is the greatest tool of the devil? To tell you that you are such an evil sinner that God wants nothing to do with you, so you have nothing to do with God. That's not you being super humble. That is you being restful before the Lord if you ignore that and go to the Lord anyway. Always remember this, my favorite saying. What is the thing the devil fears the most? The greatest of all sinners on their knees in prayer. So always keep that in mind. So knowing that, always remember just going honestly before the Lord, even if you are, as the saying goes, the greatest of all sinners, that's powerful. And I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are dedicated to spreading the word of God, bringing you inspiring program on the AM and the FM dial, but we need your support. Please put the intention of this program into your prayers as we humbly ask for the success of our mission in 2024. Together, let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. Subscribe to our podcast, but also let other people know about it, but bring the mission of our podcast into your prayers. And if you'd like to donate to the program, remember what I'm saying, number one is prayer. If you'd like to donate to the program, obviously we'd appreciate it, and you can do that through the donate tab at catholicaudiomedia.com. You can also find a link to donate at the front page on ST for stanthonyalston.org, or you can also send a donation to 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts 02134. 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And by the way, please send your comments. There's ways to do it through the website. You can mail us a comment, and they really help a lot as well. Well, it is, in fact, as we continue on, talking about that bringing everything to the Lord and never being in a position to say, I'm too great of a sinner. God will not listen to me. Fascinating story. People will tell you that the church has never declared anyone in hell. Actually, according to the Council of Trent, there are two people that the church has declared are in hell. That's according to the Council of Trent. Judas and Cain, as in Cain and Abel. So, but why is Judas in hell? Because he betrayed Jesus? No. Because he considered himself so bad, he refused to ask for forgiveness. He refuses to ask for forgiveness. That's actually a sin against the Holy Spirit. It's called despair. And that's why. It's not because of his sin. It's because he believed he committed such a great evil that he could not ask for forgiveness. That's actually pride. As the saints would tell you, that's actually pride. So keeping that in mind and understanding that, that's a powerful reminder. So as I've been talking about this week, to go out, however you want to do it, in a church, you don't have to speak out loud if the environment doesn't allow that, but in a church, in your home, in front of the streaming of the Blessed Sacrament on YouTube or other channels, all these things you can sit before the Lord. You can, if you're out in a field and no one's around, you can scream out to the Lord. By the way, if you're out in a field and no one's around, you start screaming out to the Lord and everything, and all of a sudden the police show up, you go, oh, I guess my voice carries. So be aware of that. But anyway, you can do all that as ways, regardless of who you are. Something I wanted to address as well, and I had mentioned this before. Remember that funeral that we talked about that was over at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and people said that shouldn't have happened and all this, and this, you know, the devil now one or, you know, things like that. I forget exactly how they expressed it, but basically someone even said they should do an exorcism in the St. Patrick's Cathedral. Give me a break. But do you realize that if one person from who might have been at their funeral, and there are probably more, but one person at the end of the day said a prayer to the Lord asking him to come to know him more, then the devil would shudder. So you see how important prayer is to all people. We're all called to pray. Interesting thing I saw on Twitter where this guy is saying, you know, you'll see this all the time around this time, you know, that Jesus did not exist and all this is imaginary and all this is fake. Well, there's plenty of historical evidence that Jesus exists. And people who say that just don't get it. They don't understand. But you and I, as we're listening to this, as I'm speaking to you, we know that God is real. And so our importance is to speak to the Lord always and never worry about holding back, never worry about difficult times. If you're dealing with difficult people, never worry about bringing that to the Lord and saying, you know, I'm dealing, would you mind help me with whatever? Be straightforward and, you know, speaking out and talking to the Lord, so important, and being honest in your prayer, especially as we prepare for Holy Week and as we're towards the end of Lent, to experience the fruits of living our prayer as we have been called to do during this Lent, so that we can be signs of the presence of God in a world that desperately needs to see that. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.